Remember, remember the 5th of November. The phrase originates from an early 17th century plan to blow up Parliament. Anti-Bank of America protesters aren't planning to blow anything up, but they do hope the 2011 5th of November will rouse enough attention to get people to ditch their too-big-to-fail banks in search of smaller community banks and credit unions. Ariel Fernandez dumped Bank of America just as they opened before joining other protesters.
I was holding up my Bank of America debit card because I just closed my bank account and have not had the opportunity to cut it up yet. It's in solidarity for everybody that's driving by that just has not had the opportunity to close it yet. The reason for that is because we live in a society that is very go-based and wants to be on the run and just needs the opportunity to take a step in and a second and step back and understand that they can just stop and close that bank account and move to these community-based banks.
But switching from one company to another isn't always an easy transition. Lori Cook spent weeks making phone calls and online transfers before her account was ready to be nixed. But she said all the legwork was well worth it.
The last decision on the Bank of America's part to charge the $5 for drawing on my own money, in spite of the fact that they retracted that decision, the fact that they made it to begin with after getting an initial bailout, and then also getting a huge tax rebate and paying nothing in taxes in the year 2010, and the last quarter getting a $6.2 billion profit, to me, those actions added up are amoral. If you turn around and then charge the very people that keep you open another extra $5 to simply be able to access your own money. To me, it's just amoral, and I don't want to have to do anything with a business that makes those types of decisions.
Other self-proclaimed anti-corporation advocates made the switch long before this nationwide call to action. Jasmine Carter ended her brief relationship with the company that calls themselves the Bank of Opportunity when she was 16. She said they charged so many fees on accounts held by minors, she paid nearly half of what she made just to have an account.
The people in my credit union have been there since I got there. I know everyone in it. It's much more personalized service. It's not, in my only feeling, it's not just a number to them. They actually sit down, they'll talk with you, they'll plan it out as long as you need them to be there. And when I went to Bank of America, it just in and out, and that's all you got.
And before he could even grab an after-work cocktail, Tyler Mitchell got tired of excessive and calculative fees as well. Both he and Carter are still with their credit unions.
I realized they were screwing everybody, so I closed my account back when I was like 20. Just with their overdraft policy, when you say you run a bunch of small purchases through and then you have a big purchase that overdraws your account, they'll run the big purchase through first and then run the smaller purchases through later so they can charge you as many overdraft fees as possible, which is, first of all, they should run them through in the order that you make the purchases, and they're clearly just doing it to screw people out of their money. And like, so God, I'm 26 now, so that's like 6 years ago I realized they were screwing people, and I was just like, you know what, forget this, and I closed my bank account and got out of it.
Tony Rawson used to work for one of the companies he now rallies against. He said his job was great until the merger started happening.
Great company, making lots of money. I thought I had a career and a pension and everything for the rest of my life because we were that kind of company. Then we got bought up by a big conglomerate that was going around buying up all the companies just like us because they want to control this financial transaction market. And so I saw what was once a very good job, but as soon as this company moved in, they fired like 20% of the workforce, started outsourcing parts of the divisions of the company to Mumbai, India. And watching what was once a great place to work, a big profit center for this particular company, by this whole corporate monopolization culture, literally destroy a great job for me. But the good twist of fate is I kind of found a very similar job working for a credit union.
Most of the protesters were there in solidarity with the Occupy St. Pete movement, but Lenny Flank came out with his sign to represent the industrial workers of the World Union. He said it's time for people to send the message to big banks like Bank of America that their lack of devotion to customers will no longer be tolerated.
The banks take depositors' money and they use that to buy politicians who then sell us out and trash the economy. And then the politicians that they bought use our tax money to bail out the banks who use our money in the first place to crash the economy in the first place. So what we want to do is stop that by asking people to not give the banks their money anymore.
The group also marched through downtown St. Petersburg prior to their General Assembly meeting. They said they hope to start organizing more Occupy events for longer periods of time. Unlike neighboring Occupy Tampa, the St. Pete group has not started overnight occupation in their city yet. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.